Good morning, you guys. Welcome back. Episode 113 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good one, you guys. It's been a really good week for me, actually. No real profound reason for that. Don't get too excited, but I'm just feeling good today. I'm feeling good. I felt good all week. I've been staying positive and yeah, having a good week. So good morning. So it's a little later today. It's like 7:20, and I don't know if you guys. I don't think you can see it because I got the camera in there really close on me. But man, it is a gorgeous sunrise out there, just full of color right now. And I always start my journal with the weather. I hope that doesn't bore you. I guess that's just how it goes in my brain when I start thinking about the week. So it's been insane here. It's been just raining unbelievably a lot. I can't talk yet. But yeah, we broke all of our records, all of our climatological records for the month of January. It rained pretty much every day. And oh, I think a little bit west of me, I'm not this wet, but just a little bit west of me, they got like 30 inches in 30 days or something, when the average is 15 or, I mean, they're out in the rainforest, so they get a lot of rain anyways, but they had twice as much, about 30 miles west of me, and I have had about twice as much, so it's been just unbelievably wet, and it finally broke yesterday, and we got some sun. And it feels so good. It's cold, cooler, but it's nice to have the clear sky and be drying out a little bit. So my week was good. I just, actually, I just kind of buckled down, and I've been working hard on my current boat project. But I think that's why it was a good week. I got a lot of that behind me, and it's way different than the last project I was working on. It does not feel like it's, you know, a big heavy weight that I'm carrying. Feels like I'm gonna work through it, and then I have a second one to do, which is a little bit overbearing. It feels a little, you know, they're big projects, and so when you get one done, you look right next to you, and there's another one sitting there. It gets a little difficult sometimes to stay motivated, but I'm really doing great in there. It's a great shop to work in. The guys I work with are awesome, and I take a relaxed attitude there because they don't necessarily want or need me there full time, and we kind of agreed when we make the agreement to work together on these projects that I'm probably going to try and, you know, work half days or half weeks and try not to. That's the owner's request, so I don't lay too many of my hours on the boat and drive the cost way up because I'm a lot more expensive than his other guys. So he knows I do a pretty good job of managing myself in terms of making sure I'm there to, you know, to oversee that the boat gets done, because that's one of my roles, is to kind of manage sort of our department and his employees. But at any rate, it feels great. It's a lot less weight on my shoulders than at the last job where they, where I really carry the whole thing. And so it's feeling good. I'm having good work days and coming home with a little bit of time in the afternoon. I'm usually home by 2 or so. And so I've been able to kind of get over, get some things going here that I've been sort of neglecting and work on my stove stuff. And so I had a good week. I've been feeling good. From a zero carb perspective, I did continue this week to just eat my ground beef and ribeye. But, you know, I wanted to say thank you, as always, for all your comments. But in particular, Backpacking Granny, you left me a comment for the first time on my last episode. And thank you for that. It was really nice to read your comment. But you made a great suggestion. You suggested that I drop the ribeye and just go back to my ground beef and see how I feel. You said, I predict you'll feel a lot better. So I think I'm going to do that. I thought that was a really astute observation and a great idea, because I did feel best back when I was eating. Well, it's not that I've been feeling bad on ribeye, but I felt very good when I was eating just ground beef burgers. And the ribeye does give me some, I can eat too much of it and give myself some stomach discomfort. And sometimes I'll have a batch that has more fat than the others or more gristle, I guess. And I'll definitely go to bed with a little bit of like unease, let's say. It's not discomfort. It just sort of feels like, that's a little uneasy. And then the next morning, usually I have a little bit looser stools when I have that feeling that I ate a lot of fat. So I think I am going to drop it. I don't know if your angle, my friend there, Backpacking Granny, I don't know if your angle was grain fed or fat ratios just for me personally, or where you were coming from with that suggestion, but I appreciate it. And I think I am going to try just going back to my own ground beef. It's pretty lean. And I know that that's a big part of why I was eating bacon for so long. So I'm not sure, if it'll keep my energy up or if I'll end up feeling sort of like empty inside, but I'm going to try. I ran out of ground beef or of ribeye yesterday. So as of today, I will start just on that. Now, I'm going to cheat a little bit because I do have some lamb ribs that I cooked yesterday. And so at least for the first part of this week, I'll have some lamb ribs that I can add into my ground beef. They have so much fat that I just have to put a little bit in there to get some more fat in my food. But again, that might be the thing that the fat might be the thing that's, I'm not having any issues. I'm not really like looking for significant improvements, but yeah, like I said, the fat just sometimes makes me feel a little uneasy. So maybe if I don't eat as much, maybe I'll feel better, even. So I think I am going to eat those lamb ribs, so I'll have my added fat with my ground beef. But I will taper that off and then try a week or two. I guess basically what I'm saying is I will see if I can eat just the ground beef without any added fat. If I can't, I'll continue to use my lamb ribs for as long this month as they can last me before I go back to store-bought. And I'll see if there's a difference going on there with regards to the quality or the source of the fat, or if it's just a volume of fat or type, the gristle that kind of, takes me a little off course. I don't know. Anyway, it's enough about that. But I just wanted to thank you, Backpacking Granny. That was a great comment, and I really appreciated it and gave me some food for thought there. So we'll see how that goes. So let's see what else is going on this week. So this week, for me personally, I just, mostly chilled, but I did want to just say that I had an awesome day yesterday. The sun finally broke out. I was exhausted. So I've been working, on this boat, like I said, every day, and I'm crawling under the dash. It's got an enclosed console, and that means I'm working literally like on my back like this and crawling and, tools all over and parts over there, and can you hand me that? I'm stuck, and little metal thresholds that you climb over. Anyways, it's miserable, and I come out of it, and I don't feel too bad, but I'll tell you, I get to the end of the week, and I'm just beat up, and then often it takes me a little while to figure out why. Like, I don't really remember, all the work I did or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm old. Why am I so sore? I can barely move. So I woke up yesterday morning and I felt like that. And I was like, oh, I want to do something. It's the first day it hasn't rained in forever. And I was like, God, I just feel like resting though. And so I was kind of hard on myself a little bit, but I was like, no, just chill. You know the routine. I've gotten good at it over the last few years. I know that if I need to rest, I need to rest, or I don't do so good at work. So I was just like, just relax. And so I just kind of hung out. It was a nice sunny day, but I just sort of puttered around inside and outside, but I didn't do much. I was just going slow. I napped. But then it turned out it came up to be afternoon, and it's staying light later these days, which I'm acutely aware of. I've just been kind of watching the sun and going, wow, early February, already the sun's up there. So I've been, really sort of paying attention because it's been dark days. And it was 3:30 or so, and I looked at my computer information there, and I went, it looks like there might be some surf. And I feel just maybe like I could do it. So I did. I put on my suit, and I ran down, drove down to the beach, the end of my road. And man, you guys, I had an amazing surf last night. It was sunset session. It was just gorgeous out. There was one other person out there, and I get out there with my buddy, Keith, who's just a nice, nice guy, and he rips, and he's just getting barrels in this pure glass, just emerald green water. We've had so much rain. Where we surf is in the river mouth, so it changes daily. And right now, I mean, it is insane. I had to swim across that river, and I was, no kidding, I was scared for my life. There's all these logs out there that are stuck in the bar. And anyways, it's mayhem is what I'm trying to say. But there was this little window of protected zone in the sandbar and the wind and everything just right. And I got out there. You can't really see. The sun's on and it's really far away. And you swim across this crazy river that no one else dares. That's why there's nobody there. I mean, it's almost, it's kind of like our surf spot is kind of gone. Like the river and the rain and everything just sort of blew it all out. And it doesn't really exist anymore. And there's way better spots right up there and right up there. A mile that way and a mile the other way. And so everyone's everywhere else and no one goes and checks this spot. And I go down there and, like I said, and get out there, and it was just perfect. I mean, just unbelievably good surf. And so I'm going into details that don't matter. The point is, last night I just had an awesome session, and I was feeling all slow and old and beat up, and like all I can do is work and rest, and life sucks. I wasn't really feeling too down, but I was feeling tired. And I do feel these days that, that I'm just giving all my energy to my work, you know, just to make money. And it drives me crazy, to be honest. And I am feeling a little bit 50 in that, you know, if I put all my energy into something for a little while, I definitely don't have as much to do, another thing later. And so I do keep myself from going surfing because I'm tired a lot of days and stuff. So anyways, I just had a really good afternoon where I was feeling good, feeling strong, you know, had the energy to do stuff. I got to experience just a beautiful moment in nature. So I was, for a moment there, I was really happy and I really was aware of it and really appreciating it. So that's pretty much my week. and I don't think I have much else to share. I didn't really have any real interesting zero carb experiences for the most part. But just a pretty solid work week and staying the course on my zero carb stuff. You know, I have had a couple. I haven't had any cravings, you guys. And we talk about zero carb, and you know, I always talk about how easy it is for me and how it's easier to be here. And Kuhner, you know, I know you've been struggling to get past your 9 or 10 days. You know, that's totally normal, man. That's, like I said last week, that's the doldrums. So, you know, there is a point, you know, it is hard to get here. And I remember that because I had the same issues. But once you're here, gosh, it's just so easy. So I really don't get cravings. But I am going to admit that this week, you know, I had a few moments where I was kind of hungry and tired. I got home from work and I was like, I was starting to wonder what adding foods would be like for me. And I think I have enough indications that I don't wonder really at all. You know, I'm pretty firm in my resolution that I know how bad it is and I know that it's not worth it. But I found myself kind of wondering. So I don't know what that means. I wasn't wondering too hard. It was kind of just a point when I was hungry, and then of course I cooked food and ate and I stopped wondering about it. I don't really know what that means. I guess maybe it means I'm going to try some other foods at some point here, just for fun. I don't think I'm going back to anything. You know, so that's, I guess, one of the best things about this way of eating, whether you do it for 30 days or 3 years. Oh, speaking of which, is just that how you learn that everything else is superfluous, right? Like, I only need the ground beef. And so when I think about adding other foods, I no longer have any sort of, you know, questions in my mind about should I, or maybe it'd be better if I ate these things. It's more just really like, I wonder if it tastes good. I wonder if I like it. I wonder how it makes me feel. Kind of those things. And it's so profound how that knowledge that you don't need anything else kind of makes it. It's just such a different perspective. I'm not making much sense, but such a just different perspective than where I used to be. And it goes back to kind of what it was talking about Christmas, about hoping to be able to share this with people and for people like you, Kuhner, who are struggling to get past that 10-day period. It's like, if I could just magically show you what it feels like, you know, over here, you could buckle down and make it past that 10 days and make it out to that 30-day mark where things, you know, for most folks get a lot easier. So all I can say is that it does get easier and that is the hardest point, and you can do it, man. Just buckle down. Any of you who are new, just push through those first couple weeks and you know, you'll be glad you did. Now, I know, like, my good buddy, did that, and then he ate, you know, he got to 2 weeks and he ate a banana and it made him feel so much better that now he's a couple years into only being able to, I shouldn't say it like that, he chooses to only go a few days. You know, he eats a little bit of carbs almost every day, and that's fine. He says it works great for him. He's feeling better than ever, and he obviously is. And so, you know, I think that's great. I just wonder what it would be like if he did push past that. I think he'd be even better. Maybe I'm wrong, though, so I don't know. But I do know that that is the sticking point. It's really tough to get past, and everyone experiences it. So, but I really think there's something different on the other side, and I do think it's worth pushing through. And if you recognize that you're sort of at the crux, you know, maybe that'll help, because it seems hard up to that point, and then it's really hard, and it just seems like it's just going to get harder and harder, but it's not. You're at that point where everything's telling you, you know, it's a terrible idea, and you got to stop, but once you murder off those dissenting voices inside your gut, which just takes, you know, a couple weeks of no fiber, and they're gone, and then you do a lot better. So anyways, that was just an aside. And the last thing I want to share this week is, you guys, it was my 7-year, it was my 3-year carniversary on the 7th. excuse my verbal dyslexia there. Today is what, the 9th, I think? So I think that was Friday. I woke up, didn't remember it was my carniversary, and I was driving to work, and somehow the date popped in my mind, and I went, oh, hooray. And so I did. I thought I was going to celebrate. It was Friday, that's right. And I thought that I would go out and get myself a ribeye. And I didn't. And it goes back to what I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago about how one of the hard parts for me is that I'd like to go out and do things like that. But I've learned now that every time I do, I take kind of a significant step backwards with my, you know, health. It's usually only a 24-hour episode, but it's a bummer to go out and try and treat myself and be like, I want to go do something different. And every time, you know, it ends up being kind of a bad idea. The social part's good. I'm sitting in a room with other people. And in order to do that, I'm, you know, making a huge compromise in my goals and, you know, what my whole path that I've learned is, I get sick from eating outside of my home. So I struggle with that. But anyways, I had a great carniversary. I didn't go out. I just ate at home. You know, I'll sit there and I'll go, oh, you should go out and do something. And I'll be like, in 20 minutes, you could have this food in you and it'd be a non-discussion anymore. And it'd be fine. And so I struggle with that a bit still. But nonetheless, that was a really great day. Just personally, I didn't do anything, but I just sort of recognized how profound, you know, these 3 years have been for me. Yeah, so fireworks and celebration stuff, you guys. 3 years. And then that brings me to Robin, to your awesome comment and your wonderful experience. And I just wanted to say congratulations. That's so cool that you got out. And for whatever happens, just that experience of connecting with someone and meeting a stranger out in, you know, out and about. And so, you know, I loved your story. You went out and got rib or roast beef. Prime rib? I don't remember. I think it was prime rib. Maybe it was roast beef. Anyways, no prime rib. Doesn't matter. Anyways, I loved your story, but that's, you know, that's what I'm saying is that's hard for me to do because it, I'm going, you know, I do it at the expense of my well-being. For my well-being. But yeah, anyways, you're right. You never know. I need to go out there and do more of that stuff. But, you know, that's a big part of why I get frustrated with being stuck at home with work and why I want to go out in my van. Because when I go drive around and tour about our country and the roadways, then I'm forced to go rub elbows with folks to get some food and stuff. So it forces me sort of out of my comfort zone, I guess, and I really enjoy it. But getting myself out of my house in town and leaving my dog and building my fire up and getting the house warm and going down through the mud in the rain, that was a big part of it, and going to town. Usually by the time I get down to the bottom, my boots and everything else are covered in mud, so I go out and I've got mud splatters all down my legs and go out for an hour or two and come back to a dark, cold, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's easier to stay home. And my life is a little, I haven't given myself a bunch of conveniences here, so got my new heat source. I'm learning that some of those conveniences are nice, and I'm trying to find a balance. I think indoor plumbing is next. But anyways, I'm rambling, you guys. I've been talking to you for a long time, so I'm going to let it go at this, and I didn't really have a whole lot to share, it doesn't sound like, but hopefully you got something from that. And I can't tell you guys how much your comments and questions and just you guys, your support, how much it means to me. Thank you all so much. I can't see the comments. I read them before I did this, but I don't remember everybody. So I'm just going to give a few shout-outs. Sarah, it was great to hear from you again. I hope that you and all of your kids, but especially your youngest, are doing great. And it sounds like we're sending you our rain, so I hope it's not too bad. I hope you dry out, but it's good to hear from you, friend. Thank you for the comment. And Jim, you too. Great to hear from you. Looks like you're still doing great. And it was awesome to read your comment about getting out there and mixing with other folks. Really helps me out. So, and of course, just everybody, Dean, thank you as always for your thoughtful comments. Your insight's really helpful. And Deb and Esther, that's what I was trying to remember. Esther, thank you so much. That was a wonderful comment about Paul and the way you eat in Europe. Thank you. And Mike, yeah, thanks for your backup there on my viewpoints on Saladino. You nailed it. It's just that by pushing, you know, those minutiae of the nutrition details, you know, I think it does make people second guess, and I wish it was, we could just go back to Charles Washington's, you know, one big banner, eat the meat you like and can afford, and you'll be fine, and after that, worry about the stuff, and I do, I really appreciate Paul's spirit and knowledge and attitude and education and all that, and I think he's going in a great direction. I just think he needs 5 years under his belt before, because we all go through that, like I said last year. We all go through, I need liver every day. Oh, wait, no, I don't really. I just need to eat this chuck roast every day. You know, kind of everyone goes through those phases. Some people, like our poor friend Frankie, never really get over it. But most people sort of realize that after a while, like kind of the scales fall from your eyes and you go, oh, that's the old way of eating. That's my old sad brain thinking that I need to, you know, micromanage my nutrition, and that I, as a human, I'm obviously smarter than, you know, my nature. I'm obviously smarter than my intuition or my instinct, and so I can obviously outthink my nutrition, which I think is absolutely insane, to think that we're smarter than, you know, what our bodies do innately. And yeah, so that's just it. I think we all go through that. We all sort of, most of us, the, you know, rational, reasonable folks, for the most part, start thinking, oh, I really got, you know, because from our paradigm, of course, we all know that eating meat only is, you know, not going to be nutritionally complete or anything like that. So we start this way of eating and we search for all of the minutiae and the details that are going to fill in those gaps that we perceive are in the diet. And then as time goes on, most people kind of eventually go, okay, well, that was all a bunch of crap and I'm fine. And so, yeah, so I do have great hopes for people like Paul, and Paul particularly, in a few years. That isn't to say he's not doing anything great now. I don't know. I don't watch. But, you know, like I said, I think that a little more time under the bridge will give him a little more balanced perspective. And then the other part of it is just that when people talk about people who share the science of zero carb, the part that I get most frustrated is that there is no science of zero carb. You know, he can look at studies about RDAs and micronutrients, and you can look at where things come from and how they interact with our bodies, and you can do that all day long. But until we test it on people eating meat only, we really don't know. Because all of that data comes from a carb-eating population. And, you know, we know that that's vastly different. You know, our physiology is vastly different. So I'm not discounting it all. I'm not saying it doesn't count. I'm not saying, you know, that absolutely is wrong. I'm just saying we don't know. You can't say we need X amount of this nutrient or we get that and it does this in our bodies. I mean, you can do that with some stuff, but for the most part, it's very difficult to make any statements confidently that about, you know, from a science, you know, from a whatever it might be, peer-reviewed, you know, whatever. But from the standpoint of what people consider solid science, we just don't have any because we haven't done any research on people who eat meat only. So those are where my frustrations come out, and it's not even really, I'm not here to express my frustration rather than just maybe help guide some viewpoints, share my viewpoint more than anything, and just say, you know, just keep an open mind when you hear about the science of zero carb, because we don't have any studies yet. So, but hopefully people like Paul will change that. That's why I'm thankful for people like him in our community, because they are the ones who will hopefully, you know, provide that hard evidence that I don't need, but obviously, you know, we need to work towards as a community and as a population to get us out of this mess, as it were. So I just can't believe it, right? All the nutrition information out there still says the same thing they've been saying for 30 years, and for some reason they think it's different. Eat less, move more vegetables, more whole greens. It's the same message, and somehow people are like, oh no, but now we got it right. Somehow the last 30 years, when we started saying that, or 40 years or whatever, we started saying that in the 70s, it's different now. Now we're saying it more clearly, or now our, I don't know what the deal is, how people think that that's still a viable path. Anyways, I'm really rambling. I really need to let you guys go. So thank you so much, you guys, for listening and watching. Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for your support. You guys are making a huge difference in my life, and I'll keep doing these, I think. It looks like it. Okay, so real quick, I'll be gone next weekend. It looks like I'm planning on doing my annual San Diego trip with my old closest friend. So if the weather holds up, I'll be doing that. Robin, I wish I had time to come see you when I do these trips. I'm just there for a couple days with my buddy, but so I probably won't get to do any other extracurriculars, but anyways, I'll be doing that. So I won't probably have a journal up until Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'll try and get one up as soon as I can. Hopefully I'll be surfing in some warm weather next weekend when I should be journaling. Or I should be surfing and then I'll journal. So there you go. So you guys have a great week. I'll try and do the same. I hope you make some progress. And yeah, I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for listening and watching. See ya.